Welcome to another edition of One on One. This week, my guest is the Prague-based chef Ari Munanda, who moved to Prague in 1997 from his homeland, Indonesia. The city is, at least for now, his latest stop after cooking jobs in Bali, South Africa, and the UK. The Prague Hilton Old Town Hotel recruited Munandar, then the executive chef at the Mandarin Oriental, to help launch their new restaurant Zinc in May 2009, a sign that he had truly arrived as a chef. When we met at his restaurant, I asked Mr. Munandar about the beginnings of his career that started 20 years ago.
When I finished my high school, I don't really know where to go actually to continuing my study. By the time, because my mom is like, you can call it a chef at home. She cooks a lot. So obviously when somebody come to me and offer me, maybe a hotel school is not bad for you. And I was thinking, okay, yes, could be, because still a lot of opportunity and this. So I tried to apply to the hotel school. I have two choices, the first choice and the second choice, and unfortunately they took me to the second one, which is in the kitchen.
And then where did you work before you came to the Hilton Hotel in Prague?
Actually, it's a bit on and off. I'm with the Hilton for about 15 years now. I work at the Hilton in Bali. That's where I met my chefs, where now he's the area chef for Hilton in Europe. At the time we met in Bali, and then we split that I moved to South Africa before I came to Prague. And then after 3 years there, then my chef moved to Prague and he asked me if I want to join his team again in Prague. That was back in 1997. So here I am since then, and we both still here in Prague.
What would you say were the highlights of your career?
The highlight of my career, I would say, when I moved from Hilton Prague to do the opening at the Mandarin Oriental, because at the time I came there as the number two, as the executive sous chef. But a few months after, the chef decided to leave, and then they gave me the acting position, and then finally they gave me the position to be the executive chef. So I think that was the big jump for me, the big step.
We often see on television more and more kitchen has become a popular scene for television shows, and there's always something crazy happening. Do you remember a crazy story that happened to you in your career?
Yeah, actually, I think the top of the list was like not long ago when I just moved here in Hilton Prague Old Town. Because one day there was a guest who came to the restaurant with his family. He sat down in the restaurant and he demanded to speak with the chef. So I went out and I talked to him, and then he basically just asked me to just prepare something, which is, I think, is good. He eat everything, so he can have everything. So when I suggested him a menu, he asked me, "Did you go shopping this morning for your meat?" I said, "No, because I just want to explain to him why we don't go shopping, because in Czech Republic it's different the other way. Mostly all the ingredients imported, all the meat and everything, so it's not that you go to the market and buy your meat and then back to the hotel, which is in other developed countries they do. Most of the chefs, they go to the market and this." So when I told him that, no, I didn't go shopping today. I did shopping sometime, but not today. And he just stand up from the table, he just walk out to the restaurant. But on the way that, he turned back and he literally screamed to me, that how come that I didn't go shopping? You're the executive chef, you should do shopping, but like literally screaming, like yelling at me. So I was like, I stood there and I was like, okay. But that was obviously top of my list so far.
And how would you say has the cooking and the restaurant scene in Prague changed since you came here?
Oh yes, a lot. I've seen a lot of changes, but changes to the better. And when I came here 12 years ago, or almost 13 now, when you go out, you don't know where to go, because there's nowhere to go. There's only very limited place that you can go out and have a meal. Okay, there's a lot of Czech restaurant and this and that, but when you want to have, like, let's say, international cuisine, it's quite limited. And nowadays, when you want to go out somewhere, you don't know where to go, it's because there's so many choices.
So when you talk about good food or good cooking, what do you think is essential for a restaurant to offer great meals?
Oh, that's a very difficult question to answer. I mean, most of the chefs will tell you, yes, we're using the freshest product, the freshest ingredients, and this. We do also, we use the freshest ingredients, but I think the most important is to know what the market wants, actually. You know, you can make a good food, and but when people doesn't recognize that, and people don't come to your restaurant, then it's a pity. But then that's what we're trying to do. You know, we're trying to to prepare the best possible hotel food that we can produce, but it's still very difficult to get a customer in. B, we are a hotel restaurant that people more to choose a freestanding restaurant, or there's a lot of different reasons. Actually, in the summer people will prefer to sit on the terrace rather than inside of the building. So yeah, that's beside the cooking, there's a lot of essential part of it to make the restaurant successful.
And in terms of what's trendy right now in cooking, do you think these trends are coming to Prague too? And if so, what are they?
Yes, of course. I mean, nowadays there's more and more Prague chefs or Czech chefs which they're going abroad, they see something different, and then they come back here in the country, and they, from based on the experience, they produce something which is different and trendy. Yes, I mean, nowadays you can see everything on the television, on the internet, by recipe books. So obviously, yes, the trends is also in Prague, yeah, because Prague is in the middle of Europe. So, you know, you have to, I think, one way or the other, all the trend will come to Prague.
Is there a specific trend right now that you have noticed that's maybe new that wasn't there before?
At the moment, a lot of Prague chefs or Czech chefs, they're making the modern Czech cuisine, which is, you know, they're playing with the Czech ingredients to be able to be lighter and international standard and fine dining style. So this is also now in Prague very popular. So there's a lot of different trend, but it's difficult to say what is the trend in Prague at the moment.
And when we look back at the past, and maybe when the country was coming out of communism, I remember I went here and I had in some restaurant in Smíchov, I had a pizza with ketchup and peas. And do you remember any scary dishes that you ate here in Prague in its early days?
No, it's not. I will not call it scary, but I mean, if you travel a lot, then you will know what the original food it should be. But then at the end of the day, people eat what they like to eat. You eat pizza with ketchup, which is the Italian will tell you, oh, you're crazy, you're eating pizza with ketchup. But hey, people in Prague likes it. Me, myself, yes. So maybe sometime I put some other sauces with my pizza. So it's not, I would not call it a crazy thing, because it depends on the culture itself, how the people have the taste in this country. In Indonesia, it's the same. You know, we have a certain taste. So you can find pizza with the Asian ingredients there, for example, which is, the Italian will find it very, it's not normal, but for us, this is the way we like to eat. So I will not say it's crazy, but I will say it's innovative. I mean, based on the country or how the people have a taste.
And maybe to finish, have you had many celebrities that you have cooked for that you maybe realized later, or this person was in the restaurant?
Not at the time being with the Hilton, but we did, yeah, until now. I think when I was at the Mandarin Oriental, there's a lot of celebrities and artists, and which is coming once every second day. That because there is a top hotel, it's a prestige hotel, and a lot of famous people. Let's say was there. So I think the list there is quite a lot. If I have to mention one by one who's been staying there, who I've been cooking for. Yeah, I mean, for the most important, I was cooking for Dalai Lama when he was here. The family of Robert De Niro when he was here.
Wow, and what does the Dalai Lama like to eat?
Everyone will be surprised if I tell you what Dalai Lama likes to eat, but he likes his spaghetti bolognese, believe it or not.